experience, if you will, in this new venue. And as I mentioned to you before, I had opportunity to perform in the Jack Singer Hall and in the Winspear Center in Edmonton. So I was glad to have this opportunity. Subsequently, and in preparation for this particular presentation, I've had a chance to speak with Carol Beattie, who is the cultural liaison for the City of Medicine Hat, concerning the first few months and the operation of the Esplanade Center. The Esplanade seats slightly over 700 patrons. Since opening, they have sold out 20 of 24 performances. And there have been over 30,000 patrons served since January. The committee that worked on this project hoped that the Esplanade would be used for at least 50% of the time for local community groups. If we were successful in this venture, I would hope that Lethbridge would want to do exactly the same thing. As you know, Lethbridge is home to many fine musical groups. Groups from the schools, which have won provincial and national awards, community groups such as the Lethbridge Symphony, Musaeus, community band, and barbershop choruses, along with many others which have distinguished themselves. This is only the tip of the iceberg. The Lethbridge area loses out big time when we are not able to take advantage of national and international touring groups which come to Alberta. Just this past year, for instance, the world-renowned Vienna Choir Boys visited Medicine Hat and their new theater. As well, the National Arts Center Orchestra, which is one of Canada's top orchestras, visited the Esplanade Center in Medicine Hat. They did not visit Lethbridge because there is not a venue. So, our community misses out all the time because we do not have a venue, which will be inviting for groups such as I just mentioned, to come to Lethbridge and give our patrons the opportunity to hear outstanding groups or soloists. I am convinced that we have an audience base that would and will support such an endeavor. We just need a venue that would excite the presenters and offer the performers a space where their work will be enhanced. Lethbridge has needed a proper concert venue for many, many years. Not a theater which is unable to fulfill the acoustical needs of groups that do not rely on electronic amplification, and in the long run is not really suitable for many of the groups which have no alternative for a performance space in Lethbridge. Not a hall which has proven on an ever-increasing basis not to be large enough to house all the people who wish to attend various events. To the contrary, it's my belief that Lethbridge needs a hall that will allow for recordings of fine musical groups in our community without relying on electronic enhancements. A hall which enhances the sound of the ensemble, not detract from all of their hard work. A hall that is not only comfortable for the audience, but for the performer as well. A hall which will encourage touring groups of all types to want to come to Lethbridge as a part of their tour and give the citizens of Lethbridge an opportunity to hear groups which will not come now because there is not a venue. A hall that will comfortably house an ever-increasing number of patrons and allow for future growth of our rich cultural mosaic. But most of all, a hall which will inspire the performers to reach for greater heights, conductors to perform repertoire that will be challenging to all musicians, and allow the public to hear what really fine musical groups we have in Lethbridge and experience groups of national and international stature. Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. The time is now. Thank you.
The time has come for lunch now, and if you will put your $8 into the basket on the table, that will defray the costs. And when we come back, it will be question time. So you might start to think about what kind of questions you want to ask George and Kim.